What's happening behind the curtain, Julie?
I'm going to take you behind the curtain at the Jorgensen Outreach for Youth, also known as JOY program, which aims to expose area children, especially those from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, to the arts and develop future audiences for cultural events, especially here at Jorgensen. It does this in a few ways, including providing free tickets to children and young families to cultural programs here, public school programs where bus transportation is provided for them to get to Jorgensen, outreach where artists go to public schools for a masterclass or presentation, and one other really exciting program that you're going to hear about right now. The first voice you'll hear is Rod Rock, director of the Jorgensen Center for Performing Arts.
Essentially, it's an educational outreach program, an award-winning educational outreach program, I might add, that Jorgensen has been working on for about 20 years. The biggest and most expensive part of the Jorgensen Outreach for Youth would be the JOY Conservatory program. And that portion of the program is funded through private contributions and corporate sponsorship. We audition probably between 65 to maybe 80, 85 students in the summer, primarily high school students, but a few of them are middle school kids. And if you're accepted into the conservatory program, you are awarded a scholarship. This year we gave away 43$1,200 scholarships that cover the cost, or actually they help cover the cost of study for their private lessons.
JOY Conservatory students receive free tickets to a variety of Jorgensen cultural events and perform in one of three recitals held at Jorgensen throughout the year.
And it's really a great opportunity for them to do that because we school them and we give them master classes where they learn about stage etiquette and how to be a professional performer when you walk out on stage. And it gives them an opportunity to work with other students their age on a common interest. So there's a good amount of personal growth and that takes place with these kids. And then there's also masterclass opportunities for those students in the conservatory program to study with some of the visiting artists that perform at Jorgensen. We also take some of the high-level faculty members from the Department of Music, and those folks also give masterclasses to these JOY Conservatory kids throughout the year.
Students have learned from such acclaimed artists as violinist Gil Shaham, the Emerson String Quartet, and opera singer Deborah Voigt. Conservatory students play a variety of instruments: strings, piano, brass, percussion, voice, and represent a range of talent levels. Getting to play on the Jorgensen stage, some on a Steinway piano, brings something else to their performance too, Rock says.
The other thing that's really great about it and really, really important is it's one thing for a kid to perform at their home or at a studio, but you put it into a big space like a concert hall, and it's a whole different kind of experience for them. And oftentimes, there's just something about the voluminous space that they're performing in that really, they do something. Something happens internally or mentally or emotionally. And oftentimes the kids will play with more confidence and a bigger sound. And it's just really, really cool to see that happen.
In November, two JOY Conservatory students got to experience that on an even higher level. 14-year-old Amy Godo from Kingston, Rhode Island, and 16-year-old Sophia Gilchenok from Columbia, Connecticut, were among 10 students featured on NPR's From the Top, which showcases talented young classical musicians and taped two shows at Jorgensen in one night.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. It was their first ever double show. So instead of just five kids, there were 10 of us, and it was really fun.
That was Sophia, who plays viola and travels to New York City every weekend to study with the Juilliard Pre-College program. She uses her JOY scholarship to continue taking lessons with an instructor who left the Juilliard program. Rock says dwindling arts funding in schools makes programs like JOY indispensable.
Because, you know, in this day and age, with all of the economic uncertainty that public school programs are facing, a lot of times the arts programs, the music programs in those public schools are cut. And those kids don't have any opportunity to experience or explore their interests in music or art or something like that. And then just in general, our whole culture these days, for generations now, there are lots and lots of peoples and families who have had little or no exposure to the cultural arts. And so this is our opportunity to sort of open the doors to these young people and give them the chance to really experience what the arts do best, which, you know, it inspires their imagination and opens doors for other possibilities in their lives.
Ryan Burns, the JOY program coordinator who earned his master's and doctorate in music at UConn, agrees.
I think now more than ever, arts
initiatives, arts education is no more important than it is now. The ability for young people to think creatively, to express their emotions, it's, you know, really important for them in their own development and education and growth. But they need resources to do these things because most things in life aren't free. And so having the opportunities through a program such as the Joy Program, through the generosity of others, is such a benefit for them. And just being able to see their growth, especially some of the students who have been a part of the program for a number of years, you get to see in a real tangible way their growth over a few years, and it's really impressive. And just what they're able to do at their young age, you know, I like to refer to them as young artists, and they do some really incredible work.
Well, I thought the young talent on the Jorgensen stage that November night was pretty mind-blowing.
You keep track of their names because you know they're going to be doing some really great things.
Burns stresses that it's not about grooming the next Mozart, but about nurturing arts appreciation.
But the beauty, I think, of the program is that it supports those that may not go into music in college or at the university level. I think in the arts, in the world of music, we need performers, we need educators, we need patrons, you know, and so that's the beauty of music and the arts, is that you can enjoy it on a lot of different levels, and it's all needed.
The music I hope you've enjoyed throughout this piece was performed at the Joy Conservatory recital held in November. First, you heard 16-year-old Joseph Pearson playing Prokofiev's Prelude Opus 12, number 7, and in the middle was Rudraksh Nathan, an Ellington High junior, playing Mozart's Sonata in G major, number 283, movement 1. Here's Sofia Gelchenok playing Solo Viola Sonata Opus 25, number 1, movement 4, by Paul Hindemith.